Hello, hello, hello. This is Satchon Blair, wellness practitioner. I'm a nutritionist, hypnotherapist, yoga instructor, aromatherapist, reflexologist, meditation, mindfulness instructor, feng shui and brain practitioner in private practice. And I work with different clients by utilizing different modalities that I feel will be most appropriate to help them. One form of treatment that I use not only in my practice, but in my personal life is a dialectical behavioral therapy, which comprises of several independent units. But the one I come back to is mindfulness. There's power in taking time to pause and pay attention to the present moment where reality resides, where we can be fully alive, awake and aware. The past is gone. We cannot change the past. The fear of living. Have you ever wondered if you had fear of being alive? Well, I did in the past, not knowing if waking up tomorrow was possible. Speaking to my loved ones around the dinner table with envy and pitying them that they might not see me again tomorrow. Wishing to echo one more time to their ears that I'm crying out for help. Looking around and suddenly realizing that nothing can cure me. The only magic one for me became fix me. The most frustrating experience for me was being told that there was nothing medically wrong with me. After 3 years of doing my own research, something was definitely wrong. And eventually I knew that I had to do something because all of a sudden I was told that my pituitary gland is growing more than the expected size. The language was foreign to me. Little did I know that I had all the answers pointing inwardly. The hunger for curiosity to learn and understand how the body and mind connection relates to how I was feeling began. I needed to change my lifestyle habit by simply understanding the stage of changes. I needed to stop contemplating by overthinking, start preparing in making my mind up, gear up on taking the necessary actions to make the changes, create new routines for maintenance and know how to deal with unexpected setbacks. I challenged myself daily to be fully present and focus on the steps I had to take. Every day I tried to remember that I have left the past, haven't arrived in the future yet, and can only have full control of my life right here and in the present moment. Decades ago, food was a focus of daily life for survival. We farmed, hunted, gardened, canned, and put more effort ensuring we have enough food to stay alive. Now we have so many food options with overwhelming choices. And in the fear factor of living an unhealthy lifestyle, there's constantly a whole new layer of new research, innovation and modern technologies. We worry about the right choice, the safe choice, what will heal us, what will help us stay healthy, what will prevent inflammation and many other illnesses and chronic diseases. In today's life, we suffer from different health issues. There are diseases we've never heard or seen in many of the societies where we live a traditional lifestyle caused by modern life. We experience chronic fatigue, gut health issues, sleep deprivation, food sensitivities, stress, trauma, allergies, mental health disorders, joint pain, brain fog, and headaches. The feeling and signs start to creep up with debilitating, leaving us unable to function. Feeling drained, looking around and suddenly realizing that nothing can heal us. Green's Wellness Podcast, Your Health is Freedom, offers a great support in helping us redefine the state and the level of our well-being and purpose in life, starting and improving a healthy lifestyle living. Without depriving and compromising ourselves on what we love doing most, while staying happy and alive. Now it's time to find the one thing we've been looking for. Our magic wand, Fix Me Solution. By understanding the body connection through our feelings, thoughts, actions, behavior, patterns, habits, pain, trauma, mental state, mind and brain connection. At Green's Wellness Podcast, your health is freedom. We explore, discover what happens when we neglect or suppress symptoms like pain, allowing the underlying imbalances to continue causing tissue damage. The podcast conversation will give us the sense of flow to work towards our optimal wellness from both internally and externally. Inspire, inform, and transform people suffering from any chronic pain, illnesses, and diseases to help them regain their freedom and constantly thrive for vitality and longevity on healthy lifestyle living. Throughout our journey, we'll create an incredible guest gallery of physicians, healthcare professionals, researchers, scientists, medical researchers, regenerative medicine doctors, and healers, educating with the extraordinary healing approaches, tools, techniques, revolutionary therapies, innovative treatments, and the latest breakthrough in science and technologies. We interview guests with equal enthusiasm, summarize and reframe their concept in an effort to leave listeners with a deeper understanding. Professionally and together, we'll unpack some insight into my favorite ethos of health and wellness, including yours, which you've learned along your own journey and experience in changing your clients' lives. My top 5 favorite ethers to help constantly reignite the level of my body-mind connection is physical, nutritional, social, emotional, and intellectual well-being. And of course, there's many more. Physically, our body needs movement. I, for one, I cannot live without doing this on a daily basis. Appropriate sleep, hygiene, and healthy diet. Moving our muscles produces endorphins and a chemical that helps the brain to deal with stress. Incorporate components of movement, balance, agility, speed, power, strength, and stamina is very important. It's important to focus on movement to improve function and assist us on maintaining independency as we age. Nutritionally, this is one of my favorites. A healthy diet promotes bacteria in the gut that helps us feel good. Signals get through the brain. Nutrition may be personalized based on sex, activity level, and body chemistry. A balanced diet requires us to consume nutritional foods that nourishes our body and mind, diversifying our plate with significant amount of each food group. Assist us to acquire the necessary micronutrients for day-to-day energy, muscle growth, recovery, and other bodily processes. Life stresses and time commitments can make these tasks challenging. Understanding the role of nutritional improvements helps strengthen other vital ethers of our well-being when we take a realistic, practical, and achievable approach in our diet, supplements, and food choices. Emotionally, our de-stress may vary depending on the presence of any underlying mental health disorders. Negative attitudes and feelings of helplessness and hopelessness can create chronic stress, which upsets the body's hormone balance, depletes the brain chemical required for happiness. It interests me how we know our feeling, understands, navigates, regulate our emotions, and communicate them with others. The ability to pause and evaluate how our emotions impact our behaviors is an important part of our overall wellness. Knowing how to identify our emotional de-stresses at home, work, relationship, and financially is key for optimal health, leading to clear diagnosis, treatment, and prevention. Therefore, seeking professional advice which potentially helps us understand the root cause of our triggers and emotional distress is vital, people. Socially, we connect with others to form positive relationships, to nourish our minds and souls. It helps us to shift into a parasympathetic, calm and connect mode where we rest and digest. The impact of surrounding ourselves with those who genuinely care and trust can't be understated. And if those falter, it's important to deal with any conflict appropriately. We need to stop the yes syndrome, inclination to be a people's pleaser, which leads to way too burnout. When we don't believe we're worthy enough, often we struggle with maintaining healthy boundaries and suffer the consequences. We overcommit and become frazzled by being pulled into many directions and forget to take care of ourselves. Eventually, we feel overextended, overwhelmed, and resentful. Allowing ourselves to react, adapt, and accept change as we offer self-compassion helps us to grow stronger emotionally. Even if we may choose to go silent, close the chapter, turn our back and walk away to create a sense of peace within, we should do it mindfully and include making healthy changes more fun and exciting to create laughter and self-love. Spiritually, provides a sense of purpose, meaning and direction. I don't know where I would be if I wasn't connected to my spirituality. We cultivate spirituality through meditation, prayer and other activities that foster connection to nature or higher power. This is a personal journey where we might practice mindfulness to check in with intentions, guide our actions, and maintain a value-based approach to life. I would like to discover your journey and teachings during the podcast to help people relate, grow, change, deepen, and strengthen the inner foundation for peace, love, and happiness. Our intellectual is strengthened by continually engaging the mind, an act of lifelong learning, which can lead to new passion and interest to include being open to new ideas, thinking critically, expanding our knowledge and skills, exposing ourselves to new adventures, people and beliefs, discovering more about ourselves and our potential, being open to different perspectives, and fostering creativity. Neuroplasticity is the brain's capacity to continue growing and evolving in response to life experiences. Let's assist people to identify neurological and learning hindrances, reduce risk of human error, measure, enhance and maintain brain performance and health to effectively and constantly accelerate their learning results. Fellow professionals, be my guest and join me for a conversation to share health tools, techniques, treatments, and solutions. Welcome to Your Health is Freedom podcast.